Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. I just want to mention before we're going to start, today's the 10th of the 10th, 19. Next year, same time, 10-10-20. Crazy, huh? So our telegram numbers are 061-895-1019, 061-895-1019, SMS to 34519. Studio numbers, 010-140-3020. How many is zero? Zero. No, 010-140-3020. Well, Neil. Ian Fear Neil.
Afrikaans.
Yeah. Three? You said three in Afrikaans?
Three.
Three Neil, Twee Neil. Alright, anyway. We've got, today it's the day after. It's the day after. Yeah, the day after Yom Kippur, and we're all here. Everybody is here healthy. Looks like none of them we actually fasted. I mean, this is really disgrace, but doesn't matter, guys. We've got Lialia that definitely comes from kibbutz, and it's religiously to actually bri there he's smiling,
not,
all smiling.
Not anymore, actually.
Is it not anymore?
Actually, we talked about it yesterday. Most of the guys in the kibbutz today fast, eh?
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't believe that, but alright, I'll go for it. Alright. So anyway, so we've got guys that fast in the kibbutz. I remember in the old days they used to make a big, chingas in the kibbutz.
Yeah.
And, Peter doesn't have, Peter doesn't do any sins, so he doesn't have to. And Moshe.
He's married.
Oh, he's married. That's enough.
So you his pay. Wife have to fast.
Yeah. His wife has to fast twice.
Twice.
Yeah. That's the way I see it.
He'd love to hear that.
What do you mean? You like, fast very much or fast 2 days?
Fast very much.
Okay.
Not fast 2 days.
Not 2 days. A month. A month. Woman must fast for like Ramadan.
At least you will look nice after it, you know. You will enjoy it.
All right, guys. Thank you for staying with us. We have to have a little bit of laughs at the morning of Thursday. Beautiful, beautiful looking day. We preparing for the weekend. Hopefully we're going to have a very, very nice safe weekend. We've got with us as well, Karen. What's your surname, Karen?
My surname is Hill. Hi, everybody. Hill,
Karen Hill. She is the owner of Sorbet Man in Morningside, the new shop, and where?
And also Benmore Shopping Center.
And Benmore Shopping Center. And she's going to give us today a voucher for one of the lucky guys that want to cut the hair. And I was there for a treat, and it was a treat. And, what a nice day to start. What a nice morning to start.
It is. Do you know what they said about today? Today it's gonna rain, it's gonna be a big rain, everything gonna get washed. I don't know.
It's early morning.
I think God said it to Noah, but I...
Hold on a second. Hold on a
second. No, they're talking about it for a week, Roy. My garden,
thunder showers.
My really? Gardening, cleaning my roof and my gutters for a week now. So everybody's stressed, and then I look at the sky this morning, it's looked beautiful. It's getting warm. I looked at the weather. It says everything is great. So I don't know what they're talking about. At least my gutters are clean.
Today it's 27 degrees. It's not bad. It's not bad. 27 degrees, not bad.
27 degrees is okay.
27. Tomorrow it's 23.
Tomorrow it's going to be a bit cold, yeah.
And then you go Friday 28. That's whatever my telephone says.
Yeah, but you know, they try today to make it right. Tomorrow they can tell you, it's gonna rain, it's gonna be 50 degrees, but tomorrow they're gonna change it to the right weather, don't worry. But now they can tell you whatever they want.
So what are we gonna have today? We're gonna do some movies today. Then we're gonna talk to Karen about what she does special. Why her place is better than others, and she'll explain to you everything, the whole nine yards. Then we're gonna talk, a little bit of, rubbish.
Listen, I told you, you didn't introduce Moshe. Moshe is sitting nicely in the corner.
Let me tell you what happened. Moshe is actually, he has vertigo lately. So he doesn't know in what height he is. Moshe, what's happening? Can you walk?
No, not really.
So he can't really walk, but he can drive. So if you see a white car driving, get away, guys, because this guy doesn't know if he turns left or right.
Right.
As it is, it wasn't the best of drivers, but now with the vertigo.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You and me look great, feeling great, happy and everything is great like our team Liverpool. And yeah. Moshe is like his team Tottenham. You know?
Tottenham That's is doing right. so well.
So well. So
for me, he's doing so well. Same in Manchester United.
But you
I
know.
Mean, they cannot continue being
you know
better.
That last, you know that last week in the, yeah. in the Premiership.
Yeah.
Liverpool won in the last minute.
Yeah.
Against Leicester.
Well, that was a win.
Manchester City lost. Manchester United lost. Everton is below the red line. That was the best week ever for Liverpool.
For the Jews, yeah.
But for the Jews.
Well, we're Jewish, no?
Tottenham are more Jewish than us, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
For not for those Jews anyway. Tottenham. For our Jews. yeah, Tottenham own, but even Man United, I believe, are Jews.
Nah. Ah, the owner, yeah. But Tottenham, it's coming from a Jewish part of London, and it's always been the Jews.
But even, I think, West Ham too, no?
I know the Tottenham very much. I know a lot of people, Jewish
Tottenham, you have to know. Their nickname is the Yids.
The Yids, yeah.
It means Jews. And it was always owned by a Jewish owner.
And also the
and
neighborhood.
And then Sugar, and now Daniel Levy, yeah. and everybody else.
But yeah. the neighborhood that Tottenham is coming from.
It's in North London, you know.
North yeah. London, and yeah. there's a lot of Jewish community over there.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, that's great. So we're having great. We're on a break till the
another week.
Yeah, another week. We're on a break, and then we're playing at United, Manchester United, which is 40 kilometers away from Liverpool, from Anfield, and
we play Man United.
Yeah,
I think this week though.
It's an easy game. No, this week it's.
I think Ole wants to stay after the
national
the game.
National team are playing this week. Actually, Israel are playing tonight. I think
it's yeah, Austria.
9 o'clock against Austria. You can watch it
That's
in
right, yes.
Super Sport.
Have you seen the goal? The goal that Eran Zahavi put against
in the back with the back leg,
full of 40 meters.
Goal. Ah, no, not this one.
What a goal! Anyway, guys, so yeah, so we're going to do that. We've got Moshe also have vertigo, but it's okay when he drives. Karen, Karen said, yeah,
don't let him fly. She said,
yeah, Moshe, just yes. be careful when you drive.
So we're giving a lot of stuff to.
Just
we're
don't be on the road, but I'm.
We're gonna give movie tickets. We're gonna give a treatment, hair treatment. What is it?
No, it's a voucher for anything you'd like to spend it on. Ooh. We do lots of interesting things.
Oh, what? Hold on a second. Oh, all that stuff.
Why?
Because
I want to know.
Because I want to go. I want to play something, and then we're gonna go. So before that, you must keep that same thought about what you're gonna get. I don't know. You can maybe like I don't know. You're like butter me up, buttercup, you know, that kind of thing.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And we're back, and thank you for staying with us. You know, so we're going to talk a little bit to Karen to tell us, is it Karen or Karen?
Well, Afrikaans father, so Karen.
Karen.
Mm-hmm.
So Karen, how do you spell? K-A?
K-A-R-E-N.
You know what? I say K-A-R-E-N or K-A-R-I-N,
mm-hmm.
or C-E, whatever. All of them is Karen.
Yeah, people are trying to make the spelling interesting.
Yeah, because apparently Karen and Kim mm-hmm. are the most popular names in the English language.
Really?
Apparently.
That's interesting.
Well, you
so
know
I'm just really common then.
Kim Kardashian, of course. But Karen, which Karen? Yeah. Karen Carpenter.
There's a lot of
famous
Karen. Karen all. Anyway. So hopefully this Karen. You said it's not a Karen. It's C-A-R-I-Y-N.
Y-N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's original, unique.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So you got a place in, I've been there. I love it. I actually loved it. It was nice. The treatment was very nice. The guys are nice. And,
what treatment did you go through, Roy?
I just have a haircut. I just had a haircut.
And you call it a treatment. It's already.
No, it was nice.
It was nice.
They treat you nice. The place is immaculately clean. It's, you know, you feel nice. It's very nice atmosphere.
My Algerian, barber is, I wouldn't call it a treatment.
Yeah.
When he cut my hair.
Yeah, that's why you need to come to Superman.
Okay. Yeah, it takes time. It's nice. It's actually, it's nice.
But it is nice.
It's nice. It's not expensive neither. They were really, I must say, they were really nice. I think people must, really try or try to go there. I don't think the price is more expensive than the rest. It just looks better. And really, you must try to go there. What do you think? What separates sorbet men than the other? For me, is Algerian.
No, definitely.
What separates, Karen?
So I think there are a couple of things, Roy. The first thing is that when you go to a sorbet man, you can have anything from a haircut to a massage to a facial to a manicure to a pedicure. Okay. So it's a one-stop shop for men. You don't have to go to different environments.
Yeah.
Secondly, it is for men. So you have the sports on the TV. You have some really, really comfortable chairs. You can have a beer. You can have a whiskey.
At the bar, there?
At Sorbet Man, you can have a beer or a whiskey.
So you can order from the...
Really? Exactly. Absolutely. In addition to the coffees and teas, obviously. But it really is about giving men one place to go that feels like a man's environment. So if you enjoy a pedicure, you don't have to go to a lady salon to go and sit with the ladies to have it done. You can come to Sorbet Man. I think that the second thing, though, when you spoke about clean, is it's really, really important for us. Hygiene is the most important thing that we drive with our teams. You know, when you're in the hair industry, in the grooming industry, I don't want to say beauty industry, in the grooming industry, you have to use very, very specific sterilization techniques and so on. And we use hospital medical grade cleaning products to make sure that when you are in our environment, you know that you are going to walk out of there absolutely fine. So it's very clean. It's very welcoming. As I say, there is sport on the TV. So if you want to watch the footy, you can watch the footy. It's fine. Or if you want to watch the rugby. So it's a very, very comfortable place for guys to come and hang out.
So, but if you compare it to the other, other place, you know what? I don't give a round down the other places. Yeah. Obviously, don't say anything wrong, but what is the difference basically between your place and the rest? You think it's cleaner?
I do think it's cleaner. I think across the board, hygiene, as I said, is very important. We get spot checks. We get all kinds
of. What do you mean when you say we get spot checks?
So the sorbet support office will unexpectedly come and do spot checks on us to make sure that our hygiene standards are the way they need to be. And obviously that is very important for us. I think the second thing I will say is that the barbers and the therapists who do the massages, the facials, and so forth all go
even for men?
Even for men, absolutely, absolutely. They all go through very, very extensive training in our academy. So our barbers didn't just learn to cut hair on the street or in the neighborhood. They go through training. They go to the academy for 4 months where they, for full-time, go and learn how to do color, how to cover gray, how to do highlights, how to cut different haircuts.
I would like to ask you a question.
Yes.
You know, but you don't have hair.
Yeah, no, Moshe. There's nothing they can do for you.
No, there's a lot we can do.
No, what I was going to ask is, usually, you know, women going to manicure, pedicure. Now,
what do you mean women? Men goes too.
No, but relax. But you are only for men. So I want to know how... Don't men, you know, feel a little bit ashamed to come to a salon like you, this kind of things?
I think that attitudes have changed a lot.
You're right.
And I think that the biggest change has been that for the longest time, there was an expectation that women would groom themselves and look after themselves. Yeah. Men are being held to the same expectation now. Men haven't had somewhere to go. They would have to go to a lady salon, which is not a comfortable place to go if you're a man and all the women are looking at you saying, well, why are you in my space, you know? But we're seeing more and more men say, firstly, I care about my appearance. And the guests who come to us, we call them guests, are not just lawyers and business people, you know, in the white collar environment.
Even a pawnbroker.
They are plumbers. They're engineers who say, I work on site every day. My hands look terrible. I don't want to take those hands home to my wife. So it really is for everybody. And I think men have also realized that women have had a really great time having manicures and facials and pedicures, and it's a lot of fun when you go. It's very enjoyable. And why should girls get to have all the fun?
And we make the money and we give them to have the fun. I mean, think about that, because 90% of men is actually They are the bread winners. You know what? Maybe I'm backwards, but I think so. No.
Yeah.
90% of men. No, I don't know.
I'm not having that.
No.
I will also tell you that very often it is the ladies who book for the gentlemen in their lives. Husbands,
because they had
sons,
enough looking at this disgusting hairs coming out of his nose and his ears. All right.
That's one of the tough things I think for men is as they get older, less hair on the head and more hair everywhere else.
Yeah.
So how do you? You know.
Yeah, the hair shows how much brains you got, especially when it comes out of your ears.
But this trend, I must say so, this trend has been going on for quite a while. It's nothing new. I mean, the whole Metro man being aware of dress, the look, and a lot of men, including me, go to a woman's hairdresser.
Yes.
And I'm served by a guy. He's very good, but it's 99% woman.
I think it's really interesting that the male grooming segment in the beauty industry is the fastest growing in the world. In the world. And South Africa is the same. And you're right, it has been going on for a while, but it's always been quite ad hoc. Men had to go to a lady salon or had to go to somewhere that typically caters for women. And Sorbet Man has been around now. The first store opened 5 years ago. And Sorbet Man is for men. It's to say, come to one place, feel comfortable in the space, and have some fun and enjoy all of it.
So what you're saying is... we can do basically everything. I mean, let me ask you specifics. What does it cost? What does it cost for a guy to have a haircut, to have his ears, get his ear and nose,
threading?
Yeah, I don't know, whatever. Take
the
waxed.
Yeah,
waxed.
Waxed.
Pedicure.
No, before pedicure. What does it take? Because that's a normal, like every guy should. Cut his hair once in a while.
Yep.
Eyebrows, you know, make don't look like a mongrel. Yeah. Yeah.
So the haircut will depend on the type of haircut. So as, you said earlier, you know, the more hair you have, probably the more expensive it'll be.
Really?
Our most expensive haircut is 210 rand. That is very affordable. That is very affordable. That includes the, back the neck and scalp massage. It includes the wash. It includes the drink. It's a great value.
So
for
that's
money
including
experience.
That's including taking your hair out of your nose.
So we'll add that. So taking the hair out costs a little bit. So it's 90 rand to take the hair out of the nose or out of the ears, or alternatively you can thread. You can do threading if you prefer to not have the wax. Then we also, as you said, you know, the full body, we offer a pedicure for 260 rand. It's 45 minutes and our therapists are really good at dealing with guys.
So it's manicure and pedicure or only pedicure?
Pedicure is 260. Manicure is 220.
Yeah, it's definitely affordable. Yeah. And I want to tell you that every other hairdresser, the cheapest that you can go, even for kids, will cost you at least 150 rand.
Yeah.
So, for this extra, what you get, it's definitely worth your while to go there. Yeah.
And what's also nice, I think, is because we cater for men and we respect that most men who come to us are businessmen and don't have a lot of time. So most of our treatments are under an hour, unless you add a couple of treatments and you want to do a few and you want to spend a few hours with us. Under an hour, we open at 8, we close at 6. So many men will come to us before work in the mornings. Pop in
so
quickly.
I've got Carol here asking, hello, do you have men to do the massages? My husband does not want a woman doing massage for him.
Mm-hmm. So it is a struggle. We don't have very many men who will do massages. Men. It's just not a skill that they train in. So we have male and female barbers, so depending on the preference.
Okay.
But our therapists are typically all ladies doing massage, manicure, pedicure, facials, and so forth.
That's for you, Carol. Yeah, so, yeah, we've got ladies there too. So, he has to stand the presence of a woman.
No, no.
How many shops do you have?
Can't.
How many shops do you have in Gauteng?
So, Sorbet Man is growing very, very quickly. We are part of the Long for Life group. Sorbet is owned by Long for Life. And, the most recent reports show that Sorbet Man is the fastest growing, brand within the group, which is fantastic. So we are opening stores all the time.
Is it
It is a franchise operation, which obviously comes with a lot of benefits.
Yes.
But we have 23 stores now in the country. The majority of those are in Gauteng. I personally own two. The one in Benmore Gardens, where the best bagels in the world are at the Bagel Zone. I can't stand that smell every morning. It's bad for my waist. And then the one that we've just opened in Morningside.
So if someone comes to you and has a bit of spare cash and wants to open, how do they go about it?
Well, they would reach out to the Sorbet support office in Rivonia. The franchise management team will evaluate that individual. And I think it's one of the good things about how Sorbet approaches the franchise. Not only do they look at whether you have the money, obviously, to run the business successfully, but there's also some vetting in terms of, you know, whether you would be a good culture fit. Mm. And that sounds like a strange thing, but in our world, the better you look after your people, the more likely your business will be successful. And if you are there to exploit people and, you know, drain every last cent out of the business, you are probably not going to be a good fit for Sorbet.
I want to ask you that. So basically a guy comes there, you have a beer, you have a haircut, he has his, he groomed a little bit. What does it comes out? How much money would he have to spend there? And I'm sorry I'm putting you into those fields because many people, in, especially in this day and age, people are looking and say, you know what, this place cost me, $100, here cost me $300. What does it cost a guy to come, you know, relax, end of the day, he wants to have a haircut, he wants to have, he just groomed a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit of waxing, a glass of beer.
So I think from what Karen said, for it, what did you say for a glass of beer, for a haircut, and other grooming or whatever, in less than $500, you go out, eh?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if you're having the most expensive haircuts, and I say most expensive, not because it's expensive, but this is a haircut because it takes longer to do. It's a more complicated cut than just using clippers. So if you're doing a scissor haircut, you're doing waxing of the nose and the ears, and a bit of a cleanup of the face, you're probably spending R400.
Yeah. And so a beer, and a beer free.
The beer is free.
Here you go, guys. Beer, so free beer.
You've got a wide range of beers, I should imagine, a wide range of whiskeys.
Now, so tell me, Karen, something else. Hair removal. A lot of my friends, not a lot, I don't have a lot of gay friends, but the ones that I do have, chest, legs, stuff like this. Do you also cater?
We do. So we have,
a lot of bicycle, bicycle riders, they take their hair off their legs. And,
that's right. So we have, you said gay friends. We have men of any persuasion.
No, I'm joking. I call them gay, they're not really gay.
Who have hair removal
you
for a couple of years.
You never know. You can never. They say, you know, I go to my one of my friends saying, and you have to adopt that. I mean, you can never call somebody gay unless you slept with him at least twice.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so that's.
But I thought in the gay term he's using means happy.
Yes.
Happy guys.
Yeah, happy.
No, not at all. Doesn't matter.
So we have happy and unhappy guys who come for hair removal.
Yeah.
And you're right. It normally starts off with cyclists, athletes who come and have the hair done on the arms and legs. Mm-hmm. But we do waxing of the chest, the back, the legs, the underarms.
So he's talking, I think he's talking about permanent. Are you talking about permanent?
No, not permanent.
So waxing.
Mm-hmm. Waxing, and I don't know what other methods there are. But
So we
laser
also,
removal and all that stuff.
We also have gentlemen who prefer to have a clipper cut. So, you know, we call it manscaping, which is removing the hair on the chest and the back and the shoulders. Using clippers because they prefer not to wax because it can be painful. it's not easy. But then, you know, we can do hair removal for you pretty much anywhere you need the hair removed. And I'll leave it at that.
Oh, baby.
I beg the differ, but okay. I can show you places.
We have to go to the advertiser. So give us a couple of seconds. We'll listen to a nice song. I think we're gonna actually listen to a very nice song. And then we're gonna go back to the advertisers. So give us a second here, guys. What are we gonna listen to? I think.
Here today and gone tomorrow.
Hey,
love that.
One? So let's do
this is The Hustle with Roy Perret.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 20 minutes to 10. Whoa. And you know what? We already over the Rosh Hashanah. We over Yom Kippur, Yamim Noraim and Yamim Not Noraim. And so now we go to movies.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Here you go. Talk to me.
This is my last movie review for a month. As you know, I'm going away tomorrow, but yeah, yeah. I will wrap this up. The big movie, I think, this week is Gemini Man. That is with Will Smith, who has a double role because they've digitized him as a younger man. He is an assassin who wants to retire. He kills. I mean, he's amazing. And now the government and a special agency called Gemini has created a clone from the Will Smith character. Okay. And now they've sent the clone, who is 25 years younger than the Will Smith character, whose name is Brogan. And the two characters now meet as the youngster is chasing the older guy. And it's full of action. If you like action movies without much substance, then this is the sort of movie you would like. I didn't really like it. I thought the story was flimsy. I thought the dialogue was awkward. It didn't quite gel. And it's all action. It's by Ang Lee. And Ang Lee, that the Life of Pi, he's done some amazing movies. But this, he's not good in action. He's good in humanitarian, emotional things, interplay between characters. But when you look at this, it's an action movie. And for me, it didn't quite work. Another movie which is quite interesting, Roy, it's one of the few movies we've seen from Korea, South Korea. It's called Parasite, and it's about a family who live on the brink of poverty. They live in an apartment in the below ground almost, and there are four of them. None of them have jobs, and they're all on the poverty line. And eventually, they get the opportunity to infiltrate in a fantastic way a rich family. So one by one, they assume jobs within the family. So first it's the son who's told he can become a tutor to the young daughter, because the guy who's actually tutoring them is leaving, and he's a friend of this character. And so slowly the family infiltrate, and they decide they want to take over. They want to become rich now. It's a comedy. It's a very black comedy. But what I didn't like about it was towards the end, it degenerates into an orgy of violence. And there's so much happening at the end that it just goes crazy. So the balance is a bit awkward.
So the beginning, it bores you to death. And later you don't have time to, yeah.
Well, it's right. Fascinating. It's a Korean. So you're seeing what, you know, it looks like, what the characters are. And, from that perspective, it's
Koreans,
fascinating.
They did something good. They invented Taekwondo. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So then, third one.
Yeah. Then we got the Addams Family. This is an animated version of the Addams Family. I haven't seen it yet because they're only screening it to the media tonight.
Animated. Oh, okay.
Animated. It's all cartoonish. You know, all these different characters, which not great if you don't like animation. I'm not hugely fan of it.
Yeah.
And then we have a thing called Zulu Wedding. It's a local film, as you gather. It's about a young woman who's been living overseas, and she meets this guy, American, and she falls in love. Meanwhile, her parents have arranged a marriage for her in South Africa. She comes back and has to confront all these different issues. It's called Zulu Wedding, and it opens on Friday. And then there's a film also called Goldfinch, which we haven't seen. So those are your movies, Roy. My question to our loyal listeners is...
All right, guys,
before we go any further, give them the
yeah, our telephone number is 010-140-3020. Telegram 061-895-1019. SMS to 34519. It will cost you $1.50. And, yeah, what's the question?
Who's the star of Gemini Man? Just give us
who's
a name.
Star of Gemini Man? Very famous African-American. Here you go. That's
and
good.
And we've also got T's and C's. You can only see the movie in the 3D of, and 2D on VIP. You can't see an Extreme. You can't go into their 4DX. Each Mobi code lasts for 3 months, so don't wait till the last minute. You've got to actually take your Mobi code and redeem it at the box office. You can't do it online.
There's two Mobi codes. Each one is one ticket.
That's right.
So you're going to get two of them.
Two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, yeah, here you go. We've got already quite a few answers. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
and
Roy.
My second question, guys, before we're going to carry on, my second question is, what is the name? We interviewed a lady here. Her name is Corinne. What is the name of the franchise she has? And, the lucky winner will get treatment. What is it?
It'll be a voucher for any treatments of your choice to the value of $750.
Here you go, sunshine.
Oh, that's a good one.
$750, guys. Come on, here you go. So, Karen, thank you so much. Are we going to carry on with some? What are we going to carry on? We don't have much time. We've got like 5 minutes. We can talk about
life.
Life. I can talk about my wife.
Your wife.
5 minutes won't. No, 5 minutes won't do.
Yeah, you need a couple of hours or weeks, Roy.
Normally on a Wednesday, but you see what? They took my Wednesday. So yesterday, no one was here. They took my Wednesday away. So that's
upset,
why I
can't.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm upset. Because normally, this is where I funnel all my
anger.
We've got a winner. We've got a winner. Yeah.
Aggression.
Aggression. I'm not an aggressive person.
Frustration.
Frustration. How would you? I mean, only a Jewish man can be frustrated. Gentile woman and a Jewish man, they can be frustrated. All right.
That's one viewpoint.
Yeah. Yeah. Moshe, how are you?
He's woken up.
Are you waking up?
I'm here. I'm listening to everything.
Again, is it?
So what, Moshe? I've got a question. What do you say about Tottenham?
Nothing to say, but you know what? Let me tell you one thing.
10 goals in 3 days.
One thing. Don't. It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Okay.
All right.
I think you're going to finish even worse, so I don't know what
is better. I don't know.
Do you think Pochettino will stay there?
You know what? There is a saying in Hebrew.
Yeah.
I'll tell you in Hebrew.
Yes.
You forgot to say. Yeah. But from the other hand, I mean, just let's read the. You're already like 20 points below Liverpool. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Last year.
Yeah.
Manchester City were 10 points behind in Christmas time.
No. There were seven points.
So what? And they were the champions. So
yeah, but last year. This year,
Listen. As I said, relax.
If Liverpool don't lose too many to injuries,
we're joking. We're talking about now and what's happened in the last week.
It doesn't mean anything.
I'm talking about what is looking the future. Pochettino, I don't think he's going to finish the season.
I don't think so.
I don't think Ole is going to finish the season. Ole.
Who cares? We're talking about teams, not about clowns.
I'll tell you one thing. Yeah. They never bought one player.
I know.
They don't have the money because of the stadium. But secondly, they must sell players. They must change the team.
But Eriksson is going to go in December. I don't think it was very clever to keep him there for these 6 months. And
he's an amazing player. Where is he going?
Real Madrid. And Son and Kane are not themselves, and definitely Dele Alli is not great this year. Nothing. And that's it. Finish.
You're right.
You give Trippier away.
I heard that they had a problem as well. One of the guys slept with one of the guy's women, and then the problem started. Do you remember Terry a few years ago?
John Terry.
So same thing as well.
Bridge.
Sidwell.
The Belgium was having an affair with one of the other guy's women. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, 100%, but that's also, if the team is strong, things like this is not happening.
Yeah.
I think that a team like Liverpool, and I give Liverpool as a example because we are the best team in Europe at the moment.
Right now. Although we are, everything we're finishing is like on a margin. But you know what?
100%, but you still get the result.
Point, yeah. You know, it's amazing. I mean, the harder you train, the luckier you get. This, I think, who said it? Gary Player. Says, how do you train the
more you practice, Roy, the more you practice.
How do you play here?
We said it long before, Gary Player.
Gary Player said, the harder you train, the easier, the luckier you get. So we have to say goodbyes. I want to thank Karen, for being, a man. She gave us, a $750 voucher. Thank you to Peter that's going away now for a month to the UK. And thank you for Moshe that made it despite his vertigo.
And guys, don't worry. I will do the movies. You know, when Peter is away, I'm doing
the
movies.
Yeah, we give better.
It's not really accurate, but we try.
We give better tickets.
Better tickets. And no Downton Abbey. Don't forget.
Woo! Downton Abbey. Abbey. You know where I remember
Abbey
from?
Downton Abbey on ice.
I remember Abbey. From Snatch. You remember the movie Snatch?
Yes.
So Abby was the guy that always was flying. Abby. Guys, I want to thank you so much. I want you to have a great, great weekend. I thank you so much for coming, Karen. And thank you, all of you. What can I say? Thank you so much for joining me on this lovely show. And you're right, Ryan. Guys. It was Will Smith.
We'll see you after Sukkot.
Yeah. Oh, we're not going to be here?
What?
Next week, we are.
Yeah, Sukkot is Monday, Tuesday, I think, and Wednesday we're back here.
Wednesday, Thursday, yeah. So just wait for us and, yeah, we can still talk. We can still talk. Yeah, it's not kicking us out yet. So that's nice. That's actually, I'm already playing that song. So what do we have? First of all, we've got, have you seen what's happening with the dollar end? We're going crazy. Huh? We don't know where we are.
Suddenly, I didn't look yesterday. I wasn't.
Yesterday was 15, 16.
Yeah,
I don't know this morning, but let me tell you, the dollar end is making us crazy. The gold is going up and down. And we're purchasing gold like it's going out of season. Yeah, it's 15, 13. I don't understand why.
The price
why,
just...
I don't understand what is, where and why is the rent getting stronger? For what reason? What, we caught criminals, there's no crime in the streets, there's no, I don't understand why.
But
we had electricity for
getting weaker. Oh, we had electricity for about a month.
It's getting weaker, not getting stronger. The rent.
No, the rent's getting stronger. 15, 13. I'm telling you.
It was 15, 16. Now 15, 13. 3 cents.
No, it was 14, 90 also.
When? It was as well one to one. What are you talking about?
No.
Yeah.
The rent, first of all, the rent is very vulnerable because it's unprotected.
Yes.
Nobody's protecting it, so you can play with it as you
I
want.
I protect
to.
It.
You protect it. That's fine. Secondly,
yeah.
Because the euro is going down, is weakening, and the dollar in America, there's a problem over there. That's the only reason, not
listen,
because of the rent. The
so
rent
I wish we're
going to
have the
player.
Problems that America has.
Moshe, do you know what did you saw the shekel against the dollar?
About
less than 3.5.
Yeah. You
three,
see?
3.47.
Shekel is a machine.
Therefore said...
Shekel is, I think, one of the most gaining...
Very strong, yeah. Very sustainable and very strong. And now, it's not because the rent is not a player. The rent, you know, you can play with it as you want to. It's unprotected.
You cannot borrow money against rents. That's the problem. The big companies, they're not borrowing money against
rents. And you know what? I complain them. I
also
really complain
100%.
Them. Yeah, let me tell you some fact. 11 years ago, the pound was 8 to the shekel. Now it's 4 to the shekel.
Yeah.
In 11 years, the shekel doubled on the
it's
pound.
Not, it's
this
not
is
four.
Crazy.
It's
this
not
is
four.
Crazy. Four.
Four, it's euro now. 3.5, 370, about
no,
430.
It's four, I'm telling you, check. 4.1 maybe, 4.10. Guys, I would wish you a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves and, join us next week. Yeah, Wednesday, we're going to be here. We're going to have a lot of fun together. So don't forget, here we are.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
So, that's it. Are we gone? We're not going to make it.